what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say, good health to all from Rexall.
The Amos and Andy Show, transcribed, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Roy Glenn, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Charles Correll. There's one product you'll find on almost everyone's medicine shelf, and that's aspirin. In our house, it's always Rexall aspirin, and there's a very good reason why. Laboratory tests prove there's no faster-acting aspirin made. Because we know that, we never ask for just aspirin, but always for Rexall aspirin. And I honestly believe you'll thank me if you do the same. Always ask for Rexall aspirin at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Well, it's Sunday morning at the home of George Kingfish Stevens. The Kingfish, his wife Sapphire, and her mother have just finished breakfast and have come into the living room to look at the Sunday paper.
Sapphire, where's the pie coordinate? Them fried eggs don't give me the indigestion.
Now, George, there was nothing wrong with them eggs.
Yeah, son-in-law, we got them out in the country. And the man said they was laid only yesterday.
Well, they may have been laid yesterday, but if you ask me, the chicken's been holding them back on them since the 4th of July. That was really a delayed action hen, that was.
You found something wrong with the food?
Something wrong with it? I never see the plate like that in the morning before in my life. Them two blurry-eyed eggs leering at me from behind a piece of soggy toast. Sapphire reminded me of your papa peering in the porch window at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Speaking of eyes, get a load of them watery eyes of yours with them bags under them. They're hanging so low they look like a couple of juicy jowls.
What a sweet mother you is. I see better mothers in the bottom of a vinegar bottle.
All right now, George, never mind that. Mama, did you see this picture in the paper of the young fellow who married the wealthy gal down in Cuba?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was one of them proxy marriages, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Proxy marriage? What a proxy marriage? What is that?
Well, George, the boy was up here in New York, and the bride was in Cuba. He couldn't get down there, so the ceremony, somebody stood in for the bride. They'll join each other later.
Uh-huh, yeah. And you know, I was reading that the marriage broker who arranged the thing got a commission of
$500. $500.
George Stevens, what you thinking about?
Well, I just thinking, I suppose I was to proxy up some poor lonesome fella here in New York to some millionaires who live, say, in, Mexico. I'd get a nice commission.
Well, George, you don't know no gals in Mexico.
Yes, Alfie, you knows that and I knows that. But the big, fat, cigar-smoking proxy I has in mind don't know nothing about it.
You mean to say you're thinking of pulling a dirty trick like this on Andy?
Well, why not? All of a sudden, that boy has got a lot of money. He won't tell nobody where he got it from, but he got a roll, and he has got it.
Now, George, you can't jip him.
Well, I ain't gonna jip him. He's flashing a big roll around town. All I gonna do is take a little of the glitter out of the stuff. Well, cut this picture of this beauty contest went out the newspaper. Now when Andy gets here, if I can just convince him this gal is a wealthy heiress in Mexico, maybe I can proxy myself into a couple of $100.
Hi, Kingfish. Just thought I'd drop over and talk to you, you see.
Don't bother me now, Andy. I'm busy looking for a proxy.
Oh, well, I'll help you. Did the thing roll under the desk or something?
Oh, no, Andy. I guess you ain't heard about me becoming a marriage broker, is you?
You is a marriage broker?
Oh, yeah, doing fine with the present shortage of women.
Yeah, women's is getting shorter, all right. I was out with one the other night. They'd only come up to my belt buckle.
Me and there ain't enough women's in the country.
Oh.
You know that statistics prove that in the next 10 years, if the shortage of women keeps up, 1 out of every 5 babies will be born without a mother.
Yeah. Man, them Democrats left the country in a worse mess than I thought.
Well, I'm busy right now, Andy. I got a rich millionaireess down in Mexico. I got to find a husband for one of them rush jobs. I got a picture of her. You might know somebody interested in marrying a gal like that.
Yeah, let me look at her.
Here you is. Here's the picture right here. Take that.
Yeah, I guess a rich gal that can't get a husband must be a homely old, Wait a minute. Let me sit down here a minute. I ain't been running, but all of a sudden I was short of breath.
Yeah, and she's very wealthy, too. Her father made his money in enchiladas. He's got 5 of the biggest enchilada mines in Mexico. Yeah, his daughter is loaded, too. She got 20,000 peons in her own name.
Look at this. If she is this beautiful and rich, how come she can't get a husband?
Well, Andy, like I say, up here there's a shortage of women's, but down in Mexico there's a shortage of men's. Why, for every 3 men, there's 3 3/4 women.
3/4 of a woman? Now, wait a minute, Kingfish. I wouldn't want to get nupsulated up with no spare parts. Now.
That's just a hypodermical speaking here is what I think. Yeah, you see, this gal is all there. She's whole.
Yeah, this is something all right. How do I go about meeting her?
Well, now, that ain't going to be easy. With her living in Mexico, even if they left the embargo in there, you'd have to go in over the quarter.
Well, I better forget the whole thing. I like smooching, all right, but I'm getting too old to climb any fences for it.
Well, that's too bad, Andy. Of course, we could arrange the whole thing by proxy, though. I just happened to think of that.
Yeah, you could arrange what with proxy? What is that?
No, proxy, Andy. In a proxy marriage, somebody could stand in for you at the ceremony down in Mexico, and somebody else could stand in for her here in New York City.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you see, they does it all the time, Andy. Soon as they lift the embargo, why, you can go on down and join her.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Sheriff. How do I know she's going to accept me?
Oh, well, about that, huh? Well, now, I'll tell you what, Andy. I got your picture in the large yearbook. I'll cut the thing out and wire it down to her. Yeah, I ought to have an answer back by this afternoon.
Oh, that's great, Kingfish. But you think she'll take me?
Don't worry about that, Andy. I guarantee in this deal, you is the one that's going to be taken. Now, I guarantee. I'm glad you got back. I just got an answer back from Mexico.
Oh, hot dog, Kingfish. What'd the gal say?
Just one word in the telegram, man. The answer is caramba.
I don't understand no Mexican. Did that mean yes or no?
Listen, Andy, if you ask a Spanish girl to smooch and she say caramba, don't ask for no translation, son. Just pucker up.
Oh, boy. That means she's going to marry me then, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great thing for you, Andy. Soon as they lift the embargo, why, you can go down there and spend the rest of your life lolling around on your cucaracha, listening to the patter of little sombreros, or... Now, that'll be $200, Andy. That's my fee for this kind of stuff.
$200? For what?
Well, that's my marriage broker's fee. We're getting you and this rich, beautiful gal with all the money.
$200. Wait a minute now. I know this is all legitimate, the way you explained the proxy and living off the sombrero and all that stuff. But I ain't paying no $200 till the ceremony is preformed and me and the gal's money is officially hitched. Now, that's all.
Don't want to pay it till after the ceremony. Well, I tell you what, Andy. You go home and get your striped trousers on, and this afternoon, in a genuine Mexican marriage ceremony, you becomes Mr. Lolita Chiquita Gonzalez El Toro Jackson III. I got you.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist speaking to you for the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. We've done that because we recommend and sell the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. Our women customers are really enthusiastic these days about the new Andelafil cosmetics. They tell us they're wonderful for the skin. Easy to use, easy on the pocketbook, too. Here's an answer at last to the busy woman's need for fine beauty care that's quick and economical. Instead of endless bottles and jars, there is only one cream, the Andelafil All-Purpose Deep Cream, for your every skin need. And there are vitamins for beauty from within. So look for the Andelafil cosmetics, available only at Rexall drugstores.
Well, got the large hall fixed up for the proxy wedding here. I hung a few stalks of bananas and some chili peppers around. And that Mexican pottery I got from the 5 and 10 cent store give it kind of a festive touch here. That poor dummy Andy really fell for that. Thinking I got him a beautiful heiress in Mexico. This is going to be the easiest $200 I'd ever...
Here I is, Kingfish. Is I late?
Well, well, if it ain't the happy bridegroom, welcome to the genuine Mexican fiesta and marriage ceremony. Hola to you, son.
Yeah, hola to you, too. You say we're going to have a fiesta here?
Yes, Andy, it's traditional in Mexico. First we has the gay fiesta with the singing and the gay voices. And then at the climax of the fiesta, the wedding ceremony is performed.
Well, ain't the joint kind of deserted for a big fiesta?
Well, I'll explain that to you, Andy. To give it the festive air, we was going to smuggle in a carload of gauchos across the border. But they ain't here. I guess they got hung up on the barbed wire fence. Let's not let that put a damper on the party, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Here you is, Andy. Throw this genuine Mexican serape over your shoulders there, boy.
This is a Mexican serape?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the hall runner from the flop house down the street. Boy, is this a sloppy serape.
Well, Andy, I can explain that to you. You see, they're usually in brighter colors than this with all the gay stuff, but the last Mexican that went and wore this thing fell asleep in a mud hole. And, stop being a killjoy, though, Andy. Now, hand me those maracas there, and we'll get into gay, festive mood and get it underway. Here we go. I am a Rancho Grande. I am a Rancho Rita. Yo-ho! Oh, boy, we having a gay fiesta, eh, Andy?
Oh, yeah, I thought it was going to be dull, but it's really livened up here the last few seconds.
Here we go for the famous Mexican hat dance. Give me your derby here, Andy, and watch me dance on the brim of the thing. Daisy, here, I done put my foot through your hat here, Andy.
Yeah, these fiestas is really rough on the clothes, ain't they?
Well, Andy, so much for the big fiesta with the gay voices. Now for the genuine Mexican marriage ceremony.
Well, wait a minute here, Kingfish. Where's the preacher?
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Andy. Under the Mexican law, when I got my marriage broker certificate, I was also granted the privilege of approximating the happy couple.
You can perform the marriages?
Oh, yeah. Oh, can I perform the thing? Wait a minute, look here. Here, dear. I got my certificate right with me here.
Uh-huh.
I'll read it to you.
Yeah, let's hear
it. Listen to this. Oh, this is just like a thing that hangs up in the doctor's office here.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Look here. Say, know all seniors and senior readers by these presents. This here gringo... This here gringo, George Stephen, is hereby allowed to nuptialate any and all machachas, marimbas, and chihuahuas that come before him. William O'Dwyer, ambassador to Mexico.
Wait a minute here now. Just hold everything. He ain't the ambassador no more.
Well, Andy, this was his last official act. He wrote this with one hand while he was resigning with the other. You see that?
Well, that's fine, but where is the proxy that's going to stand in for Lolita? Did the proxy get hung up on the barbed wire, too?
No, Andy, according to the law, a proxy can be any local person. Now, the proxy ought to be here any minute. I say the proxy ought to be here any minute. Well, here's the proxy now.
Hiya there, Kingfish. Where's my bride?
Wait a minute here. Wait a minute. You mean to say that Algonquin J. Calhoun is my proxy bride?
Yeah, Andy, according to the law, anybody can stand in for, you know.
Well, I don't care. Now, I ain't going through with it. I has waited 43 years for this, and I ain't going to marry no bride with a two-day growth of beard.
Now, wait a minute, Chan. Calhoun is just a proxy. You was actual marrying Lolita down in Mexico. You done see the picture?
Yeah, that's right. I got the gal's picture right here. I just think it might help me get in the spirit of the thing if we pasted this thing over that ugly pussy Calhoun.
Now, wait a minute, Jeff, boy. Wait a minute. One more crack out of you and I'll leave you standing at the altar.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Andy.
Yeah.
Fighting with your bride before the ceremony. Now apologize.
Well, okay. I am sorry, honey. Come on, let's get on with the thing.
All right, fine. You make a charming couple standing there, and I know you're going to be very happy. Move over this way. That's right. Stand right about there. Mm-hmm. Now hold hands, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
That's it. That's a beautiful sight there.
Yeah. Kingfish, would you ask the bride to stop blowing cigar smoke in my face during the wedding?
Yeah, duck that cigar there, Calhoun. Well, now here goes. Dearly beloved seniors and senoritas, we is gathered here to join in marriage Andrew H. Brown and Lolita Chiquita Gonzalez El Toro Jackson, alias Algonquin J. Calhoun. Does you, Andrew H. Brown, take Lolita to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
And does you, Lolita, take Andrew H. Brown to be your lawful wedded husband?
Oh, man, yeah!
Fine. I now pronounce you man and proxy. That'll be $200, Andy.
Yeah, well, here you is. Say, Kingfish, must I kiss the bride?
Come on, Lord. Just give him the large grip and get on out of here. Both of you, get out of here. Well, Andy Brown, how is your boy?
Hello, man? Amos. How are you?
Where you been, Andy? I ain't seen you in the last few days.
Oh, I've been on my honeymoon, Amos.
You say you've been on your honeymoon?
Yeah, believe me, boy, that ain't all it's cracked up to be. I had a miserable time.
Yeah, this is all news to me, Andy. Where did you and your bride go?
Well, I didn't have no bride. I went to Atlantic City by myself. Calhoun couldn't get away.
Andy, what in the world is you talking about? Who did you marry anyway, son?
I married a rich gal from Mexico. Lolita Chiquita Gonzalez, something or other. And I know she's got a mind full of cucarachas, though.
Well, Andy, what did she look like?
I don't know. I ain't met her yet. I don't get to see her till they lift the lumbago and I gets under the barbed wire.
Oh, Andy, you know what I think we better do, son?
No, what's that, Amos?
I think we better find ourselves some nice quiet spot where we can have a little talk. Come on with me, Andy. I'll tell you what we do.
Oh, boy. $200. I really pulled a fast one on that, Andy. No telling how long I can keep him on the hook. After a month or so, I might even get him to contribute to the support of his wife. Oh, this is one of the slickest things Lodge Hall, Kingfish speaking.
Kingfish, this is Andy.
Yeah, well, how is the happy bridegroom? How are you enjoying your marital bliss?
Never mind that, Kingfish. I just had a talk with Amos.
With Amos?
Yeah.
Hey, he got a nerve upsetting you on your honeymoon. What do you want to talk to him for now?
Well, he say he don't know what this is all about, but he say there ain't no quota into Mexico. He say I ought to get to the bottom of this. So, Kingfish, I has decided tomorrow morning to leave for Mexico and find my bride.
Now, wait a minute, Andy.
Nothing. If I don't find Lolita Chiquita Gonzalez El Toro Jackson III, you is going to wind up being George Kingfish Stevens the last.
Oh, me. Andy started to get wise to me. Well, as the fly said when he fell into marmalade, there must be some way out of this jam.
Now, here's your Rexall Family Druggist.
If you suffer from frequent or even occasional attacks of acid indigestion, you want relief that's fast and prolonged, and that is exactly what you get from Bismarex. This famous Rexall antacid is specially compounded to work in a continuous relay. Excess stomach acidity is often neutralized in less than 1 minute. Then other ingredients acting more slowly ease gastric distress, soothe and protect irritated stomach membranes. Yes, Bismarex gives relief that's quick, relief that is prolonged. And now, in addition to the ever-popular powder form for home use, Bismarex is also available in easy-to-take mint-flavored tablets for purse or pocket or office drawer. So keep Bismarex on hand. That's Bisma-Rex. Bismarex. At Rexall drugstores, everywhere.
Here's Andy's room. I hope this new scheme works.
Come in. It's open. Oh, it's you, Kingfish. I was just packing my bags to leave for Mexico. Hey, Kingfish, why is you wearing that black tie and that black armband?
Brother Andy, I has come to see you, boy, and to tell you something that I know is going to touch your heart. Huh? I is the bearer of sad tidings. Your fair Lolita is no more.
Kingfish, what you talking about? Did something happen to her?
Yes, Andy, the poor girl has passed on. Or, as they say in Mexico, she has done hasta mañana de bucket.
Passed on? Kingfish, is you on the level with this?
Yes, Andy, it all happened on account of the... Well, the poor gal was pining for you.
She was, huh?
Yes, Andy, she was so crazy about you that... She tried to slip across the border with a load of pigs.
Pigs? Well, now that was sweet of her.
She thought she had a chance since they lifted the ban on the hoof and mouth disease, you see. She thought she'd come in.
Didn't make it, huh?
No, Andy, she even swum through the sheep dip all right, but they spotted her. She was the only hog wearing a silver fox jacket.
But you say that something happened to her. When was that?
Well, she didn't give up trying to get in here, you see, Andy, and she wanted to see you bad. And a couple of nights ago, she started tunneling under the border.
Tunneling under the border?
Yes, Andy, and I'm sorry to say that she had the misfortune to come up under a Texas Ranger.
Well, what happened to her?
Well, Andy, she decided to make a break for it, and she headed back for the border. And it was then that the Texas Ranger let go with his six-gun.
You don't mean
it. Yes, Andy, your sweet bride and the bullets went through customs at the same time.
Hey, oh, man.
Well, they had a beautiful funeral this morning, Andy, in Mexico City.
Yeah, wait a minute now. Hold everything. If they plugged her at the border, how could they have the funeral this morning way down in Mexico City?
Simple, Andy. It's an old Mexican custom. They buried the proxy. Tough on the proxy's family, but you can't go against tradition, you know.
Yeah. Oh, me. This is a tough break, all right. My bride is gone.
Yes, Andy, and you'll never get to meet her anymore, boy.
Yeah. Looks like I has become a grass widow without even getting to put in a lawn.
Well, I got this $200 from Andy, and now I think I'll go out and start spending it. I, come in.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Andrew Brown.
Andrew Brown, what do you want to see him about, mister?
My name's Jensen. I'm an agent.
An agent, Jensen. You want to sell the boy some insurance, huh? I see you got your briefcase there.
No, I'm a government agent. I'm with the FBI.
Tell me something. You just looking for Brown, ain't you? You wouldn't be after no one of the other brothers here in the lodge, would you? Like, Innocent Stevens?
No, I'm just after Brown.
Yeah, good. Now, what can I do for you to catch the dirty crook?
Well, we have an idea this fellow Brown has been passing some counterfeit money.
Counterfeit money?
Something wrong?
Oh, don't mind me, mister. I always twitches like this after lunch. It's counterfeit money, huh?
Yes, there's quite a bit of it circulating in the neighborhood, and some of the local merchants reported Brown as having passed some bills. Yes, and I'm telling you, if we ever found those bills on Brown or anyone else, it would go pretty hard against them.
Yes, I hear what you're saying, yes.
Now, look, I'm very anxious to get a hold of this Brown.
Well, it's 1:30 now. Why don't you drop here again? I tell you what. Let's see, 1 o'clock, give me about an hour and a half. You be here at 3 o'clock sharp, and I'll have the culprits here by then.
All right, I'll be back at 3.
How you like that, Andy? I'm going to fix him for doing a dirty trick like this to me. I figures out a nice, legitimate way to swindle him out of $200 and the dirty crook palms off counterfeit money on me. I don't know.
Kingfish, I don't understand this. Why is you giving me this $200 back?
Because, Andy, that's the whole story that I give you about the gal in Mexico. That was a fake. Now, here's the money, Andy, $200. Everything I done told you about the Mexican, the enchilada mines, and everything else was all a fake.
No fool.
Now, you just take this $200 and let bygones be bygone.
Well, all right, Kingfish. I'll take it, but I want... Hey, Kingfish, look out the window. That fella coming across the street. The fella with the briefcase.
A fella coming with a brief... Well, now, listen. Never mind the fella, Andy. Here, take this money and put it in your pocket.
Yeah, but Kingfish, the man...
Now, listen, you got the money there, ain't you, Andy?
Yeah,
all right,
got it.
Put it in your pocket. Now, keep it there. It's yours. Come in.
Stevens, I just dropped by to see you.
There you is, Agent Jensen. There's your man with the counterfeit money. He got at least $200 on him right in his pocket. I guarantee you that.
Wait a minute here, Kingfish. What is this?
Well, I'll teach you to slip me counterfeit money. Mister, don't forget if there's any reward, I's the one that turned in the dirty crook.
Well, from the way he's talking here, I guess you got the $200 back, Andy.
Andy?
Yeah, Kingfish. Allow me to introduce you to the finest proxy FBI man money can buy.
If you take vitamins, take the kind that gives you three big extras, plus B12. I mean Rexall Plenamins, of course. Plenamins give you valuable amounts of folic acid, liver concentrate, and iron, plus red crystalline vitamin B12, plus more than your minimum daily requirement of every vitamin with known minimums. And yet Plenamins cost only pennies per day. So remember this health tip from Harlow Wilcox. Give yourself the plus protection of Rexall Plenamins. 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 They're sold on a money-back guarantee at Rexall drugstores everywhere. Just look for the store with the orange and blue sign.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to visit your Rexall family drugstore. Thank you and good night.
See you next Sunday.
Women pine for men who go stag.
Go stag? You mean...
Exactly. Stag brushless shave cream. No fuss, no rub in. Just smooth it on for quick, close, no-scrape shaving. Leaves your face feeling smooth and refreshed all day long. That's Stag brushless shave cream.
Say, from now on, I go stag.
Yes, women pine for men who go stag.
Your Rexall Druggist has presented the Amos and Andy Show, transcribed and directed by Cliff Howell. This is the CBS Radio Network.